Good morning, good people. It is 3rd November 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Martin de Porres, the patron saint of the people of mixed race, public health workers, the sick and the afflicted. The readings are from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. The mind of Christ is what we all need today in all walks of life. The entire mind of Christ can be summarized in one virtue, that is humility. Humility is present always wherever there is love, compassion, and mercy. A constant self-emptying allows God to fill us with something that is new and life-giving. Jesus could not have saved us without being humble to the surpassing level. Being humble does not make us meager to ourselves, but to make us to be generous and not mean to others. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. Without humility, we cannot serve humanity. Our purpose of being human is lost when we have lost touch and connection with the humility. We cannot experience God in others and in creation without total humility. To put on the mind of Christ means to self-empty ourselves in order to identify the needs of the other. The Word of God shapes, strengthens, and sharpens our humility. A humble person never excuses himself or herself to reach out to someone in need. God exalted Jesus so much, yet he humbled himself to the core to be one among us and ultimately became one of us, except sin. Our lives, some of us are so blessed with so many blessings. Whatever the blessing, gifts and talents we may have today, yet we all need to have humility to include and respect the other human in order to handle the image of God with care. The responsorial psalm claims, I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. The gospel reminds us that God wants the best, not our lame excuses and exceptions. Failure to show up is the lack of commitment and hidden pride. Honoring God's invitation is the expression of ultimate humility we all need to work on. It is easy to excuse ourselves when God calls in a given moment, whether in a family, workplace, or in a community. Prioritizing our needs, wants, likes over the invitation of God and call of the Lord is the indifference that emerge out of lack of humility. To respond God's invitation, we all need to hear the cries and pain of the humanity. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.